Mike Kinnett, I am so fortunate here with the on the Savvy Investor Radio. We have the Baltimore legend, Ray Lewis, joining us today. And it happens to be we have a little bit of a connection. I've done some work with your foundation in the past. I tell this story all the time about we were at, I think it was a Kmart and for the kids when you do the for the schools. And there was a kid there that probably had some sort of autism, but he was so inward, he wouldn't talk. And you took him aside, and watching you connect to this kid was the most phenomenal thing that I've ever seen. And you spend a lot of time taking care of and helping the next generation of the kids. Tell me a little bit about your foundation.
Yeah. It's what the second half of my life is built to do. I will never work another day in my life. Like what I do to create different avenues for what most people call underserved, I call underestimated, because a lot of these kids, a lot of these young adults, and even the adults that's older than me, all they need is the right direction, right? They need the right word, which is hope, faith, or love. But so for me, every pain that I endured, I don't ever want to see someone going through something that they can break through, and I'm there not to help, right? So I walk them through it. So my foundation, one of my foundations being Power 52 Foundation, started after 2015 after unrest of Freddie Gray in Baltimore. And the whole thing was around quality jobs. Like, why are there no quality jobs in Baltimore, right? And we have one of the highest crime rates in the world, has one of the highest murder rates in the world, and it's only skyrocketing. But kind of what we do is we change the entire imagination of what our future see, right? So a lot of people say ROI, right? Return of investment. How do you give my return back? Mine is different, right? Mine is IOA, right? Imagination, opportunity, access, right? If I can give you an imagination and show you where the opportunity is, then I can promise you access.
Right.
Right.
But change their lives.
Immediately, right? It's like walking across the street. And you have a difference of clean cut grass or bullet casings, drug paraphernalia in your grass, right? Like your imagination is stuck.
Right.
Right. If you're seeing that dysfunction, then what makes you want to do better? And so that's what I think in my foundations, that's what I do the most is change the way they see life. Like one of my sons, he'll be here with me tomorrow at the event. And he became my son like in 2016. He was a young kid out here in gang life. And he watched a few videos of mine and he made up his mind that he wanted to leave gang life. And I was at the Beverly Hills Hotel and I was walking through the lobby and this guy runs up and he's like, "You gotta talk to this kid, you gotta talk to this kid." And I'm like, "Really? Like, what's going on?" And that kid walked to me and he fell in my arms and he was like, "You changed my life. Like, I don't want to do gang life no more. You know, my parents gave me away at 13 years old. I've been living out of closet, but you showed me differently." And that kid, to your point, like, I have that kid now as one of my sons, as one of the extensions of my family. And so I try to teach him, like, I will hold you accountable, right? And none of my life, my kids, people I mentor, whatever, there's no perfect thing to them, but I just have this passion to just always want to figure out a way to help people.
To change your life just as much as you change
it
things,
right? That's what they don't get, right? It's like the thing that you get the most, the moment you make that change in someone's life and you see that light comes on, wow, right? It's the first, you're like, what? Because you see it and they click. And I'm telling you, like, although a lot of us want to make $1 billion, and I get it, right? Like, my mission is simple, right? 52 Ventures, Prosperity Reimagined, right? What we do is, how do we influence 1 billion people, right? Like, how do we get the
right— No small feet.
No small feet, but who cares?
Yeah, 1 foot in front of the other. One foot in front of the other.
One person at a time.
Absolutely, make changing lives one family at a time.
That's it, that's it. And that's what excites me about life, no matter what I'm doing, right? For nonprofit is great. For profit is a little better, right? Because you can do what you want to do, right? And you don't have to ask every year. And so I transitioned from nonprofit to for profit. But yeah, the investment that I have in people, man, is what really wakes me up every day.
So I will tell you this just as a quick aside as we're wrapping up here. I'm very fortunate that my niece hangs out with one of your daughters. Evidently, she babysits your grand puppy or your granddog.
Raven,
yes.
Wow. My youngest baby.
Yes. And your daughter, I mean, I've met her once or twice at my house.
Yeah.
She is a great kid.
So
you've done
a
wonderful job raising them, and you're doing a wonderful job giving back to the communities and giving those kids the opportunity to see that life really can be different.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis, wonderful having you on the show today, and we'll see you at the Pump Brothers Foundation, and thank you for joining us.
Good seeing you again. Thank you, my friend.